Welcome to What's Working with Tampa Bay, the podcast where we explore business, education, and career opportunities in the region. This podcast is brought to you by CareerSource Tampa Bay, committed to advancing Florida's workforce and economy. Enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to the program. This is Doug Foresta, and today we're going to be talking about, this is a part of a three-part episode that we're going to do about veterans and services available for veterans and their families. Today, I have with me Zachariah Pearson. He is a program coordinator for Get There Faster, Shalonda Ross, a military family employment advocate, and Doug Earle is joining me. He is veterans and military family representative for MacDill Air Force Base. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about, first and foremost, I mentioned the Get There Faster grant. And maybe, Zach, we could start with you. Can you explain what the Get There Faster grant is?
Absolutely. So Get There Faster is a $3.1 million grant that was awarded to both Hillsborough and Polk County. And it's a program built of a team of fellow veterans. So there's two veteran career coaches that have just recently separated from the service, and then myself as a program coordinator. And we're committed to helping veterans, transitioning service members, and military spouses succeed in employment goals. So we utilize accelerated training models, occupational skills training, and on-the-job training to assist veterans, spouses gain high demand positions in both aviation and IT.
Thank you so much. Could we talk a little bit about, today we're gonna talk about, the first one we're gonna talk about is aircraft maintenance tech certification program. So let's talk a little bit about that. What does that entail?
So in the military, you have skills that you may not get the civilian certification for, and aircraft maintenance and IT are two of those areas. And so the grant allows us to partner with aircraft companies, and in Tampa, it's Airborne Maintenance and Engineering Services. And what happens is a transitioning service member or a veteran who's separated gets hired by Airborne as basically an intern for them, but they're actually an employee, and they create a pathway to airframe and power plant certification, or airframe certification, or power plant certification. So there's three different certifications, or one big one that encompasses airframe and power plant. So one of the things that they typically are missing is the time on the aircraft, hands-on time. And that's what they get by being an airborne employee. And then they get their certification at the end of their internship, basically.
So it's really interesting, you know, you talk a lot about veterans transitioning to civilian employment, and sometimes the translation, right, between what I did. The military, would it be fair to say, the military is sort of its own world, right? It has its own internal requirements.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So the technical orders are different. The career path is different. So they might know how to go out and turn the wrench on the airplane and read the military technical order, but then when you go to the civilian world, you're dealing with FAA requirements and FAA regulations. That it's just two different languages with the same skill set.
So here's a question. Is there a cost to veterans for this?
Zero.
Wow. That's amazing. And just to get some type of perspective on that, I'm not asking you for a number, but just a general idea, what would something like that, going through a certification, generally cost, do you think?
A person with no experience whatsoever. So a high school person right out of high school wants to become an airframe and power plant mechanic. That's a 24-month journey between $5,000 and $7,000.
Wow. Yeah. So this is a big deal.
Yes. It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. Shalonda, I know we're going to talk, you know, we're going to do a whole episode based on, you know, military families, but I thought maybe first of all, I introduced you as a military family employment advocate. Can you just explain a little bit about what you do so people can get to know you?
Sure. The Military Family Employment Advocacy Program is for the military spouse and dependent. So if you are a spouse or dependent of activated guard or reserve and active duty military, then you're eligible for priority workforce services. And so I'm at MacDill Air Force Base 3 days a week, and I provide assistance with resumes. I provide assistance with interviewing skills, labor market information, and probably the most important one to the military spouse and dependent is the coordinated job search efforts.
Thank you. And I don't know if this is, let me ask you this question, and if it's, if you say, Doug, that's a silly question, then we'll get rid of it. But what do you, you know, I just wonder, for example, just as the impact on families, can you say a bit about the impact or stress that families experience when, let's say, that transitioning veteran is trying to find employment and can't figure out that fit to the civilian world?
So that was directed at me?
Either one, yeah. Okay. Or, yeah, either one.
All right.
One of the things that I wanted to put out there really quickly, a recent nationwide survey of military families, I believe it was conducted by Blue Star Families, found that one of the top stressors of the military family is spouse unemployment or underemployment. So that speaks to the military spouse, but overall on that military family, employment or underemployment has a large impact.
Yeah, makes sense. What do you think, and this question is for any of you, you know, like I said, we're going to talk more, expand more into the Get There Faster grant, and we're going to talk more about helping veteran spouses transition. But what do you think that veterans should understand, or people that work with veterans at other capacities should understand about the workforce services that are available to them?
I would put out there that there are so many people who support veterans, and it can be overwhelming to the veterans themselves. And many times there's communication issues between the veteran or the spouse and the employer, potential employer. There's the military vernacular just doesn't translate very well to civilians. And part of that transition is teaching the military folks to fit in more with civilian speak and cultures. And on the employer side, it's helping them understand the value of hiring veterans and military spouses. And they just have to work through that communication piece. So It would kind of be like having a conversation with somebody who speaks English, but they're from another country. Some words translate and some words don't. And sometimes there needs to be a pause where they can have conversation. Okay, what did you really mean when you said that? And that's very helpful during the transition.
Switching from serving in the military to civilian life is not the easiest thing in the world to do. You go from a very structured environment to be here at a certain time, wear this uniform, and you kind of figure out the rest out from there. When you go to the civilian life, it's not so structured that way. And so we don't like to use the word change, because change to a lot of people that's a scary word. And so we like to use the word transition, and encompassing in that word transition means that there is people that are going to be in your corner to assist you within that transition, right? So you have representatives like Doug and Shalonda and myself that specifically cater to the workforce side, but we also have navigated both the Veterans Administration benefits and things like that. So we have a good understanding of what resources are out there, some of the partnerships that we have built. And so it's kind of like having a big brother or big sister in that transition. So you're not feeling lost. It's not as scary. And that's kind of the approach and the model that we like to use when we serve our veterans and military spouses.
Fantastic. I think what you're doing is it's an amazing opportunity and well-deserved, because obviously veterans have given a lot to all of us, so they deserve it. I actually should ask this. Are any of you veterans?
Yes.
All of us.
All of you. So yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your service. I wanted to say that. All right, so this has been great. I want to make sure people know how to learn more. So Doug, can you tell people if they want to learn more about the Aircraft Maintenance Tech Certification Program, where can they go?
Right. We can refer them to a flyer that should be attached to this presentation called Troops to Technicians. On there's a contact link on the left-hand side that puts you in contact with CareerSource to Zach's folks who can process the application. But this flyer gives a great overview of the eligibility and the things that it offers.
Zach, Shalonda, Doug, thank you so much for joining me, and thanks for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
You've been listening to an episode of What's Working with Tampa Bay, brought to you by CareerSource Tampa Bay. To learn more, visit www.careersourcetampabay.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your audio to make sure you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.